Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashanti. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I had a charge on my credit card, and I was trying to figure out what it was for. It did not identify. It's $39.95 on December the 23rd. Can you tell me what that charge is for?
Yes, sir. I'd be more than happy to tell you. Just give me your first and last name.
Andrew Cook.
Alrighty, just bear with me. My computer is slow and slow. Can you spell your first and last name for me?
Andrew, A-N-D-R-E-W, Cook, C-O-O-K.
All right, and can I have your email address, if you don't mind?
Yes. I've got two different ones. So one is andycook@bellsouth.net. You don't have that one. I've got two of them. You do not have that one?
No.
drandycook@gmail.com.
You said that was A-N-D-R.
No, it's D-R-A-N-D-Y-C-O-O-K, drandycook@gmail.com.
Hmm. All right, and can you just give me your zip code?
27529.
All right, sir. So I'm not seeing anything with your name or that email address.
It's listing what it comes up on my credit card. I've got a transaction number and all that, if that helps you.
No, sir. Could you tell me the price?
$39.95. And it says Garden, G-A-R-D-E-N. C-O-M-F-I-S, and then it's got a...
You said Andrew Cook?
Description and reference. Direct marketing catalog merchant, it says. Merchandise sale. Under description, we're on the record.
Do you have a order ID number?
I have no idea what this is.
Okay,
it's got a description that says TEL 866-203-782-0NY.
That zip code one more time.
27529. On the 23rd of December.
All right, so is there anyone else in your household?
No. Not that I would be aware of. I mean, there's John Cook or Stephen Cook are the only two in the household. Susan Smith maybe could be possibly, but I don't know of anything that they would have ordered. I probably would have used the Andy Cook at bellsouth.net email, but I don't know. I don't know where this is coming from. It's got your phone number on it.
I'm still here, sir. I'm just trying to make sure we found the right account. You said, what was the charge? $39.95. Yes, I'm just looking up it as John Cook because Andrew Cook is not coming up. So now I'm looking at John Cook.
I guess you could try Andy. I don't know if that's what I go by, Andy, when I cook.
Nope. That didn't come up.
can you not look it up by these reference numbers and description numbers?
You can give me the transaction ID. Let's try that one.
Well, it says description. It's got your number and then Garden, GardenConsistel. And then it's got numbers after that. So, and then there's a reference number, which is a really long number. So which one do you want? One is under description and one is under reference. Which one do you want?
It doesn't matter. Let's try the first one.
All right. It is 866-203-7820, and then the letters N and Y.
Let's try that second number.
All right, this is a reference number, and it's pretty long. It's 854-829-823-597-022-697-24022. Category is direct marketing, catalog, merchandise sale.
Nope. All right, so can I have the last four of the card number that was on file, that was charged?
Okay, the card that was used was 1024. Thank you.
All right, sir. Can I have the first six of the card number?
It is 5594.
That was 5594.
94. Yep.
No, still not. Yes, sir. I'm still not finding a name with that card number or anything like that. My only suggestion is to contact your bank, see if they have a different number on file.
Well, it's, you know, it's under the credit card.
Yes, sir. I understand.
But what number? I mean, what do you mean? That's the only credit card I have.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You have to contact them and see if they, if it's a different number or anything like such as that.
What am I going to ask them? I mean, I've got a charge here that's through your number. What am I going to ask?
Yes, sir. You can just ask them to help you see if there is another number for this charge.
There is no other number for this card. It's the only card I have. So
no, sir, not for the card, the charge. Not the card, the charge.
Okay. All right. So I'll do that then. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm sorry I couldn't help you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.